Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Reds knocked off the Giants Sunday afternoon in San Francisco, final score 10-3, and in so doing win the series 2-1. The Reds broke the game wide open in the third when they scored 7 times off former Red Anthony DeSclafani. Nick Senzel had a big day. He went 3-for-3 with a walk. He scored twice and drove in a run. Catcher Aramis Garcia, 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Time to hear from the two guys who called it, Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Cowboy, good ball game all the way around for the Reds. And in this case, it was kind of the offense that set the tone for Tyler Mahle. The Reds came out. The sacrifice bunt after the leadoff single by Senzel in the third inning really just kind of seemed to get everything going for that big 7-run third.
Yeah, it is amazing that just a small play in the game, a bunt, you really didn't think that much of it at the time, but what it did is it began to turn the pressure on the Giants. They had to make some plays. They had to make some pitches. You put runners in scoring position. One thing led to another, and I mean, let's be honest, they just fell apart. They fell apart defensively. They didn't throw strikes. Then they had to go to the middle of their bullpen, and things just got ugly in a hurry for them. So, you know, everybody has a lot of disdain for the bunt. For me, in that kind of part of the ball game, when you're hunting for runs, worked on this day.
Seemed like the perfect play in that moment, but then Tyler Mahle just made it count. I mean, he just hit the accelerator, it seemed, after that.
Well, I think that's how that happens. Once you get a lead, I mean, even if it was 2 runs, your starting pitcher is pitching with a lead. He's pitching with house money. So all this, he doesn't have as much to lose, doesn't have to worry about it so much. Just go after him and be aggressive, and that's what happened on this day.
Seemed like he changed speeds with a fastball really well today, too.
Yeah, I think we're starting to see that more and more, especially early in the ball game. I think as the game goes on and he realizes, okay, I've got 2 innings left, he dials it up a little bit more. But earlier in the ball game, he's concentrating more on hitting the edges and getting quick outs.
Good win for the Reds. They head to Chicago after taking 2-of-3. From the Giants. 10-3 the final here at Oracle Park. Yid, back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Highlights right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Reds beat the Giants Sunday afternoon 10-3. Now to the highlights. The Reds did nothing offensively in the first. They put a runner on base in the second inning but didn't score. But they made up for it in the third against former Red Anthony DeSclafani. Nick Senzel singled to begin the inning. Aramis Garcia then laid down a sack bunt to move Senzel up a base. That was a pretty big play in the inning. Then after Max Schrock struck out, Brandon Drury got the first run home.
2 outs in the inning. Senzel at second. The pitch lifted high in the air. Deep right center field. Long drive. It's going to get over the head of Yastrzemski. Goes all the way to the wall. Yastrzemski falls down. And on to third is Drury. He's got a triple, and the Reds lead 1-0.
Then both Tommy Pham and Joey Votto came through.
There's a line drive into center field, and Pham has himself a base hit and an RBI, and it is 2-0 Reds. An 0-2 breaking ball, and Pham rips it right back up the box, and that's got to be a pretty good feeling for one Tommy Pham. He's been waiting for that since he got here. DeSclafani rocks and turns it loose. Here's a line drive. It's down the right field line. It will fall, and Pham is on his horse and don't think he wants to score. Yes, he does. The throw goes into second. And diving safely into the plate is Tommy Pham, and I don't know what the Giants are doing right there. The play was at the plate, and Yastrzemski threw the ball to second base. Wow.
After Donovan Solano walked, Matt Reynolds made it 4-0.
The 1-1. Lifted high into the air, very shallow center field. But, boy, look at that ball carry. It's going over the head of the center fielder, and it will bounce over the wall for a ground rule double. I thought that was a can of corn in center field, and so did the center fielder Slater. He came running in, and the ball bounces on the warning track, a ground rule double. It is 4-0 Reds.
That brought Albert Almora Jr. to the plate.
Here's Almora Jr., ground ball left side. That's in the left field. Here comes Reynolds, rounding third. He will score, and it is 6-0 Reds, all with two outs, all here in the third. My goodness.
After that single, Nixon Zell singled again, moving Almora to third, and Aramis Garcia brought the seventh run home.
And the pitch. Loop down the right field line. That's got a chance, and it's going to fall. Behind Belt. Belt was charging backwards. Nobody there to catch it. It's hitting the Bermuda Triangle. Aramis Garcia has himself not only a base hit, which I'm sure he is very happy about, but an RBI as well, and it is 7-0 Reds.
Meanwhile, Tyler Malley, who started for Cincinnati, shut the Giants down the first three innings. Mike Yastrzemski led off the fourth.
The 1-1. Hit in the air, high and deep to left field. Pham going back on the warning track at the wall, gone. Mike Yastrzemski, an opposite field home run, drives it out of here to left. It's his eighth home run of the year.
The Reds got that run back, plus a couple more in the top of the fifth. With one out, Donovan Solano singled. Matt Reynolds then walked. Almora hit a ground ball that moved both runners up a base. That brought Nixon Zell back to the plate.
Nothing and two on Senzel. Second and third, two out. 7-1 Reds in the fifth. The pitch. And a ground ball right side, diving for
hurry,
it,
hurry,
knocking
hurry.
It down. Belt, race to the bag, and the throw gets away. Senzel safe, Solano scores. Here comes Reynolds, and Senzel goes to second base because nobody went to go pick up the ball.
After the Senzel single, Aramis Garcia came through again.
3-2 pitch. And this ball's cranked to left field. That's down for a hit. Over to cut it off, Peterson. Senzel's around third. He will score. 10-1 Reds. On the RBI single by Aramis Garcia.
After giving up the home run in the fourth, Tyler Malley pitched a 1-2-3 fifth and a 1-2-3 sixth inning. He ran into trouble in the bottom of the seventh. With one out, he gave up a single to Donovan Walton and walked Evan Longoria. Then with two down, Darren Ruff got a run home.
And it is hammered into left field. That's a base hit. Pham comes up throwing to the plate. It is offline, and it's going all the way to the backstop. And the Giants will score their second run of the afternoon on a single by Darren Ruff. Ruff will go to second on the error and errant throw by Tommy Pham.
That was the end of the day for Malley. Luis Sessa replaced him. The first batter he faced was Tyrone Estrada.
Sessa comes back to the plate. And a tapper to the left side. Long hurry for Drury. Not in time. A little slow roller to the left side of the infield. Drury was playing back. And Estrada with some pretty good speed. He beats it out. That's a single. The Giants have played it another run. It's now a 10-3 Reds lead.
Sessa did get the final out of the inning without another run scoring. Here's the pitching line on Tyler Malley. 6 2/3, 4 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned. A walk, 7 strikeouts, a home run, 97 pitches, 67 of those 4 strikes. Raver San Martin pitched a scoreless eighth for the Reds. The Reds didn't score in the top of the ninth, but there was some action. After Matt Reynolds was called out on strikes, David Bell came out to argue, and he got his money's worth.
It's the Reds 10, Giants 3 on the Alta Fiber Reds Radio Network, and now David Bell is unhappy, and he just got kicked out. So David Bell out arguing with home plate umpire Nestor Ceja, and he just got kicked out of this ballgame. Oh, he is fired up, too. Boy, he is not happy with home plate umpire Nestor Ceja. So David Bell's been kicked out. First time we've seen him ejected this year. And he is irate with Nestor Ceja. And it didn't look as though Ceja kicked Reynolds out of the game. But as soon as David came out, He got ejected right away, and David's still getting his money's worth as he circles around Seha. And now he's pointing over to his dugout as he still continues to scream at Seha, who's worked his way up the third base line, and David's standing right on top of home plate. Now he will leave the field. So the inning comes to a close. Some excitement here.
Art Warren came out to pitch the bottom of the ninth for Cincinnati. He set the Giants down in order, and the Reds win it 10-3. Here are the totals. For Cincinnati, 10 runs, 15 hits, 1 error, 5 left on base. San Francisco, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They stranded 4. Malley the winner, 3-6. DeSclafani the loser, 0-2. One home run in the game, Yastrzemski, number 8. 2 hours and 58 minutes, 32,285 on hand in San Francisco. The Reds have Monday off, but then open up a 3-game series against the Cubs at Wrigley Field on Tuesday night. In Game 1, right-hander Luis Castillo goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He is 2-4 with a 3.71 ERA. Right-hander Keegan Thompson will pitch for Chicago. He is 7-2, his ERA 3.10. We're on the air with the pregame show at 7:35. First pitch is scheduled for 8:05. And once again, the final score on Sunday afternoon, the Reds beat the Giants 10-3. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.